or send an email to shama@eveninglightdesigns.com.
Hello everyone, I'm Tamara Chaos. Welcome to my channel. Please subscribe. Okay, let's get started. Why I Am a Christian, Chapter 1. My story begins in third grade. I'm starting from third grade because any time before that doesn't really have to do with the story. I was living in California at the time. My school location was very interesting. I say was because it is no longer there. It was called Fremont Elementary. And at the time, it was located across the highway from a state prison. So in order for me to get to school, my mom had to drop me off on the prison side, and then I would walk under a tunnel to the school side. I thought it was so cool, but you know, whatever. So I stayed at that school for third grade only. Then my mom took me out and transferred me to Calvary Christian School. I stayed there from fourth grade to sixth grade. Every morning, Mrs. Butler, and then, you know, in the future, there were other teachers, but in this case, it was Mrs. Butler. Mrs. Butler would teach Bible lessons every morning. Recess was one of my favorite parts of school, like most kids. And so immediately after Bible class, the bell would ring and I would be right out the door for recess. Only on this particular morning, I didn't. I sat there in my chair, pondering what I had just heard. I assumed that morning Mrs. Butler had done a lesson on Jesus and the sacrifice that he made for us. My teacher was surprised to see me sitting there, so she asked me what was wrong. And I told her that I was thinking about what she had just said. I don't remember most of the conversation, but in the end, she asked if I was interested in inviting Jesus into my life, and I said yes. I have never turned back. I have never regretted my decision. I'll just always be a Christian. Stay tuned for chapter 2. I will tell you about a miracle that no one believes. Like to introduce to you a book called Emmanuel by April Marie. Emmanuel tells the story of Jesus's life by using all four of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and part of the first chapter of the book of Acts and part of 1 Corinthians 15. Learn the story of Jesus's life, where he was born, how he lived, and what he taught. See how he resisted the temptations of the devil, how he healed people and cast out demons, discover why he went to the cross, how he rose from the dead, and why so many people love him today. This book follows Jesus' earthly life from the very beginning of the gospel record through his many trials and his confrontations with the religious leaders of the day. It also tells the accounts of his miracles, betrayal, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension. This book is not intended to take the place of the Bible, but it may help you understand the story of Jesus' life better by giving you a more chronological account of it. However, nothing can ever be more complete or accurate than the Bible itself. Jesus' words are underlined. This book is also available in red letter edition. I want you to know that Jesus loves you so much. Get a Bible and start reading. I recommend that you start reading in John. God is interested in having a relationship with you. You don't have to fix yourself up and then come to Jesus. Jesus is waiting for you right now, just as you are. Find a church that will help you and guide you on the way to Jesus. Or if you don't have that opportunity, all you have to do is say, Jesus, I want you in my life. I know that I am a sinner, and I know that you will forgive me. and I want to in my life. That's all you have to do. That's all you have to do is ask Jesus to be a part of your life. And he wants to be a part of your life because he loves you that much.
When was the last time you took a good look at your website? Are you armed and ready for a cybersecurity threat? Did you write an amazing short story but need illustration? Make all your worries go away with a quick email to Shama Patel, your solution. Visit eveninglightdesigns.com or send an email to Shama at eveninglightdesigns.com.